Yeah, what's up, guys? Today's Industry Insider. It's kind of like a weird time, right? We're at 2 o'clock today, but we're talking with all the guys from Texplex Motorsports Park. We're gonna have a whole bunch of cool people jumping on here. We have Hunter Miller's gonna jump on, Kyle Chaney's gonna jump on, even his brother Cody Miller's gonna jump on. I think Ronnie Anderson's gonna be hanging with Brian Atkinson over there at Texplex. Actually, at Texplex, so. Should be pretty cool. So we're going to let all these guys jump on right now, and hopefully you guys enjoy. Texplex has a Texplex has a 12-hour race coming up. I think it's in December. We'll ask Brian when it is. And, man, that event sounds like it's going to be super cool. So we're going to talk to them about that, see how you guys can get signed up. So if you guys have any questions about that event, definitely jump on and ask these guys. Brian's going to be the one to ask all these good questions. I think Hunter and Cody both did it last year. I think Kyle Chaney might have done it. I know Ronnie Anderson, I don't think he did it last year, but he's going to do it this year. So we'll have to see who's all going to attend and how you guys can get signed up to do it too. But yeah, we're at PRP today, just enjoying in their showroom. Let's get Ronnie Anderson to jump on real quick, and then we'll wait for all the other boys to hang out too.
Yeah.
It should be pretty cool. I'm excited for all of these guys to jump on and tell us about it. What's up, boys? How are you?
What's going on,
George?
So, Brian Atkinson and Ronnie Anderson, welcome to Industry Insider Texplex Style.
Yeah, buddy.
How are you guys doing?
We're good, man. We're ready for a busy weekend.
Yeah, for sure. Round eight.
You guys got some racing going on. Weekend, right?
Yeah, only three more weekends, right? To go?
Yep.
Four more rounds.
Three weekends left.
How are you doing in points, Ronnie?
I'm leading Pro NA, and I don't know, I'm probably around 7th, 8th in Turbo. I haven't had the best luck in Turbo.
Oh, look at this guy. Cool guy in us with his sunglasses on. Kyle Chaney, what's up, man?
Are you sunnies inside it right now? Are you going sunnies inside?
Yeah, sunnies inside. Mine, just like
I do have mine.
Everybody going sunnies inside.
I got cool guide by three dudes in one Instagram live. How sucky is that?
Cody doesn't have his on. So.
Cody, so we got Cody.
He's got the pit vipers.
We got Cody trying to jump on too. What's up, Cody? How are you?
How's it going? Good. How about y'all?
Dude, look at Kyle and Brian are cool guying us so hard right now. Hey, Cody, will you tell your brother? I don't know if he's with you right now, but we can't have more than four people on a group. We can't have four people on at one time. So tell him to join your feed.
We don't know where he's at.
He's not cool enough to be on here anyway.
Oh, I just got showed up again. Oh, dude, Ryan, wait, your sunglasses on? Oh, dude, I need to go outside to the van and get some sunglasses real quick. what's up, boys? How are you guys doing?
Right now he'll be back here in just a minute.
All bad.
Okay, cool. So really good. Let's get kind of started here. So. I did a little bit of an introduction already. Texplex has been just killing it with all the races lately. You guys have a whole bunch of stuff that you've had, I don't know, pretty much all year, basically. And then, so the end of the year, you guys have a bunch of races happening. One of the ones that we want to talk about today is the 12-hour race, which, in my opinion, is one of the coolest races just because it's a one-of-a-kind race. So, first of all, who out of all the people that are on here have done the Texplex 12-hour race?
Yeah, we all did it. Everybody but Ronnie.
You guys think Ronnie will be good to jump in the mix this year?
No doubt.
Ronnie, are you good or what?
I don't think so. I think I might just see you boys out there, depending on how KOH prep goes for us.
Is it going to be an Anderson brother team?
It's definitely possible.
Oh, that would be so cool.
Yeah, definitely possible.
That would be pretty sick, actually. That would be pretty badass, man. So what's been going on at Texplex, Brian, lately? Maybe you can give us a little bit of backstory on all the racing that's been going on, how these guys have been doing out there, who's been killing it, and then we can start talking about the 12-hour race.
I mean, really, all three of these guys right now have all been killing it. Ronnie on the NA side, he's having a little hard time with the turbo lately. He's actually, he did pull off the win last round, first Polaris to take the win in the pro turbo class, but other than that, he's had some problems. And then Cody and Kyle pretty much been on podium almost every round.
Yeah.
Dude, that's awesome.
Pretty much every year.
Yeah, it's almost a repeat every round. It's like deja vu.
Yeah, I was going to say, has there been anybody else throwing themselves in the mix?
Yeah, we get some people sprinkle in there. We've had Cody Taylor, Sean Saxton, came out here and made podium before. And then you get just fill in the blank with Hunter every other one.
Yeah, exactly. Esbro is actually asking, Brew, I don't know how you say your name, who's all going to race the 12-hour in the comments? That's actually a good thing to do. Like, maybe put in the comments who if you're going to race the 12-hour race. We'd like to see how many people are going. I know I want to head out there. Seth Quintero said he's your biggest fan, Ron. I don't know if you know that guy or not. Courtney Amprost said, trying to watch from an airplane, and it's now not working. Congratulations, Kyle, on winning the side-by-side sports King of the Elements. Yeah, so tell us a little bit about that, Kyle. What's up, Justin?
You mean the side-by-side sports series?
They just said King of the Elements. I don't know. All right, we'll skip that. So Cody Miller and Cody Taylor are going for the win. I don't know who that Cody Miller guy is. He just commented in.
Commenting on his own feed.
Open the comments. I want to start dirtying it up.
The Young Racing said he's trying to get a group to go race with him. Yeah, dude, do it. Get out there. Oh, look at all these guys, dude. The Miller complex is in full effect.
They're trying to run me over.
Yeah.
All right. So
I'll tell you what, this 12 hour. Go ahead.
I have a whole bunch of questions here. So, first of all, for the 12 hour race, how can people sign up, Brian?
I'll call up shipping.
Yeah. You could jump on the outlawseries.com website. There's also sideby-side12hour.com takes you to the same website. Just click register and it'll take you right to it. You get to pick through all of our events that are already going on there. But we have it's live right now. You can sign up. There's already been people. There's already probably been a dozen teams that signed up for it.
Okay, so, sweet. What kind of classes are going to be available for people to ride for 12 hours in their UTVs?
Yeah, so for the full 12 hours, it's just the 12-hour pro and 12-hour sportsman. That's the only two classes that race the full 12 hours. And then we have the 3-hour and the 6-hour session for those that don't want to do the whole 12 hours.
Oh, okay, cool. So they start at the same time or something, and then they can just get right. done early?
After 3 hours, we have a special flag that will flag them off after the 3 hours and then 6 hours. They usually have a good idea when it's coming.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so they can all go to the website, obviously, and sign up for that. What classes are going to be available for that 12-hour? Because you said it's pro, but, like, what is it, a turbo car? Is it going to be an NA car? Can they just run what they brung?
The 12-hour pro class is NAs and turbos both in one class. I mean, it's a true test of endurance, right? It doesn't matter the kind of car that you're driving. Last year we had an NA car make podium. So, you know, it's
yeah, how was it when you guys raced it last year, Cody?
It was awesome. We know it was really just about finding your pace and not driving the car to the point that it wants to break. You know, just like running Baja or any of those long endurance races, you know, it's about driving the car smooth and fast.
Yeah, I can agree 100%. I mean, it's a long race. Like, I think, Brian, you had told me before that there's more miles logged in the 12-hour race at Texplex than there is if you're doing Vegas to Reno.
Yep, that's actually pretty accurate. If you did all the laps that the winner did last year, you logged in more miles than the Vegas to Reno.
Dude, Ronnie, that's crazy. Can you imagine that?
It is absolutely insane that it's almost, what is it, like a 15-mile loop, did you say?
It was 17 miles last
17-mile loop. So just imagine going 500-plus miles on only a 17-mile loop. So pretty rowdy and pretty cool that it's kind of like a short coursey track, but going super long distance, kind of like NASCAR, you know? So cool to kind of have the intertwine of long distance and short course sprint.
Hey, Kyle, do you, like, after you do that many laps, does your brain start going crazy? Or you got, like, you just take a break? Or, like, how does it work, dude?
Oh, Kyle didn't do that many laps.
I drank too many Twisted Teas on the pit stop.
Kyle's brain completely fresh at the end.
Yeah, what happened, Kyle? What happened at that race? I forget.
I can't talk bad about
Yep, Scott Champion just commented in, the future's so bright, you got to wear shades. Dude, Hunter and I are the only ones that aren't cool guying each other on this. Hunter, you see everybody else cool guying us?
Yeah, hold on.
He just he's going to get his sunglasses too.
All about the sunnies inside, for
so,
sure.
I feel like I need George. To ditch this and go get mine.
Hey, did you tell everybody that you're going to be on the live stream out for the 12-hour?
I haven't yet. So, yeah, well, thank you for inviting me. I think that's going to be pretty cool that I get to go out there and announce, because I get to make fun of everybody if they're going out there and jacking up their rides or doing all that stuff. I think it's going to be pretty cool, man. And yeah, plus, I just love going to Texplex. Texplex is such a sick facility, man. I love that place. Are you there right now, Ronnie?
Yeah.
Like, are you guys?
Yeah, we're here. Yep, we're in the office right now.
They're inside the butter container.
Right on.
Yeah.
what's the race this weekend?
This is round 8
of the Outlaw
Series. Big short course series. Yes, sir.
How are you? How are you feeling for this weekend, Ronnie? You got some of the bugs worked out?
Yeah, feeling good, especially after round 7. Finally had some good battles with Cody and held on for the win in Turbo finally after 6 long rounds. So hopefully we can keep up that pace and battle with the boys again.
So I've seen a bunch of the guys from the West Coast heading out to Texplex. Like, how does it feel battling with all of these guys over there in Texas, Kyle?
I enjoy it. You know, it's definitely kept me fresh all year coming down. You know, they race every week, month. So, you know, being from up north, you have winter and a lot of our, you know, series doesn't last all year. So, you know, it's good coming down here. I'm able to race all year.
Yeah, I think it's cool. And you got to be pretty stoked, Brian, that all of the drivers from all over the country are coming over there to race at Texplex. Like, and this is probably going to be the biggest 12-hour race that you guys have had to date.
You know, it's pretty incredible, and actually feel kind of special to see all these guys come out and race for me out here. I mean, there's no way that you'll ever find such a sick lineup in any series right now. I mean, we have the top of the top that come out here and race once a month, and just religiously, you know, it's an incredible battle every single round, all the way down to the end, you know, so... Yeah.
I agree 100%. And it's cool to see, like, well, you've done a lot of stuff with the Work Series, but it's cool to see a lot of those guys coming over and racing with you guys at Texplex. But it's also cool to see, I mean, you never want to see anybody have issues with their cars, but it's cool to see, like, guys like Ronnie, Miles, the Leverton, and Bradbury, like, all those guys, they're slowly coming up towards the top, right? Slowly coming up and figuring out what all these Texas guys have, and everybody at your track has been doing.
Right. Yeah, they're figuring it out.
They're fast every round. They just seem to not have the mechanical gremlins that are just killing them. But seems like, you know, the closer we get towards the end of the year here, they're definitely getting their cars figured out. And I mean, every one of them's had the speed at every single race. That's rare that I qualify in the top 5 at these races. These guys are all smoking fast, but for some reason these cars are just having a couple issues.
Dude, I think it's badass. Like, I love seeing you guys all battle. All right, so since I'm going to go out there and announce, can you tell me what dates I got to be out in Texas?
Yeah, so the actual race is on the 11th, but on the 10th we do it's a full day of activities. Really, we do, the only way that these guys are able to see the track is to do the poker run that we do during the, it's usually around 1 o'clock we do the poker run, and it's, last year was a giant line of people that just followed us around the track, and it took us a couple hours to do that. By the time we got back there, we had a band playing, we're listening to music, we had some beers flowing a little bit, and then we did the driver's meeting, and we also do a poker chip draw for position. So basically everybody lines up on two rows, and we'll talk about a little bit about this Le Mans start if you want to get into that right now. But
oh yeah, dude, let's do it real quick. But before we get into the Le Mans start, can I ride around on the poker run with one of the fast guys so I know all the hot routes?
Of course. Yeah. Cody's usually got the defender.
Yeah, I'll have a couple of them really? This year. We'll be ready to go. Stripper poles in both of them. And jukebox.
Oh, yeah. We got golf carts, everything on this poker run. It's a good time. We got some people bringing their Jeeps.
Yeah. Dude, I'm into it. That's gonna be super fun. All right, yeah, that's one of the questions that I had. So let me know, like, what's this Le Mans style start?
Okay, so on the night before, you're picking a poker chip that's got a number on it, and it's according to how many entries we have. Whatever number you have, the lowest, the better. So if you pull that number one chip, you're lining up right at the beginning of everybody. You're going to get that really good start. And what we do is we draw a single file straight line right across the front of everybody. You as a driver are strapped in your car, ready to go. Whoever, it doesn't matter who it is. It could be somebody in your pits, could be your wife, whatever, is going to line up on this white line. As soon as we blast the horn this year, we're going to try to do a shotgun. That's going to be the go signal. They're going to run you the key to your car, wherever you're at. Hand you the key. You're going to start up your car and you're off.
Dude.
So,
Tony's over there drinking Twisted Teas. Don't do that before you do the Le Mans style start. Son. You're going to trip and fall.
Last year, I don't know if you did. We have a couple pretty good videos out of the 12-hour race. I mean, it was something that we kind of dreamed up. We were like, damn, I hope no one gets run over. Technically, this should work. And it did. It was awesome.
Dude, that seems so crazy, though. But I feel like, honestly, I feel like that's the most important part of the whole race. You got to have, like, a really good runner, because otherwise you're screwed.
Yeah, yeah. Even if you had a fast runner, sometimes, like, it was cold. It was really cold that morning. So you could be sitting in your car getting all shivery. By the time you get the key, you're like, oh, damn. You know, like Elliot Cook had a hard time because he was so cold he couldn't get his car started.
Dude, that's the way I would be, too. Ronnie, so who's going to be your runner guy?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know. If you guys saw Cole Keats' performance at King of the Hammers last year, he's a pretty good runner. So if I could talk him into coming down, it's probably my guy.
Yeah, don't pick Daniel.
No. Sorry, D-Shake, we love you, but not the best runner.
Especially if it's cold out. Kyle, who's your runner, dude? That, like, this honestly really intrigues me because I feel like that's a huge race tactic right there.
I'm the runner.
You're what?
I am going to be the runner.
I think Kyle should give it running real quick.
A foot race between Hunter and Kyle to see who the runner is? We got all the space for it, guys.
No. Already
line them up. Line them up. All right. Here we go, boys. We got a race.
Oh, we're going to race right now?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's do it.
Dude, Hunter, I want to see who gets the hoverboard.
Kyle's going to smoke you on foot or on hoverboards. Oh, look at him.
Is he doing stretches? Oh, my God. Yeah. Seriously.
Burn.
Oh.
That was pretty fast.
Kyle's the runner.
I like the technique with the arms down beside you. The
technique. Kyle's going to have to run.
Yeah, that didn't even look like a close race to me.
Yeah, it definitely looks like. Wait, if Kyle's the runner, that means Hunter's starting the race.
Yeah. I guess now we're actually going to have a chance.
So are we
we'll at least lead for a couple hours.
I think that y'all just kind of let the cat out of the bag there. I think that you just told everybody that Kyle and Hunter are a team.
Oh, no. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh. That sounds like a pretty good team, though.
That's a very good team.
It sounds like Hey, say that again, Hunter. You cut out.
I said, have you been keeping up with Kyle's year?
Dude, he loves giving the jabs out, man.
I don't know. I don't know if it's a good idea or not.
I still think that that's going to be the most crucial point, though. It's whoever's the runner is going to be the freaking – to get you out in the best start, man. All right, yeah. So we already talked about that. There's going to be more miles. Go ahead.
There's a there's another element to this poker chip draw, too, which if you pull the top 10, say you got a good poker chip and you don't necessarily want the good start, you can sell it. We had a few people sell their top 10 chip last year.
Really?
Yeah.
Ken Johnson, what's up, man? How much do they sell it for?
I think one of them went for like $400.
Dang.
What?
Yeah.
Dude, that's crazy. All right. So what do, like, now that we're talking about money and stuff, what's the prize for winning the 12-hour race?
The total purse is $50,000.
Woo-wee. That'd be a nice paycheck at the end of the year.
Cody won last year. The check for the top pro was 20 G's, I believe. Yep.
That's a lot of twisted tees you could buy with 20 G's.
40 pack. Learned that from Kyle.
Hey, so one other cool thing that I thought that you were telling me, Brian, is that the pit lane doesn't actually cost you any time, so that you could actually have a different race technique and race strategy during the event.
Yeah, so the way that we set up the pits is pretty accurate to where if you were to do the speed limit through the pits, you wouldn't lose any time as if you were to just go ahead and keep racing along the track. A lot of people use that strategy, even if they didn't have to necessarily pit, they went through because they said their belt was overheating or they just wanted to do a quick once over the car as they drove by their pit. And that's something that I didn't even think about that they were actually doing. It worked out pretty cool. I like it. We're going to try to keep it the same way this year.
Yeah, that actually sounds like it's cool because that'll actually provide a lot more race craft and you guys can have people doing different pitch strategies and stuff. Hey, Kyle, so talking about race strategies and stuff, do you think anybody's going to do Ironman or, like, what do you think the driver lineup's going to be?
I'm sure there'll be a couple people, but the problem is the track is, you know, it's only 17 miles. Man, to Ironman that, it would be dizzy. You'd get dizzy.
Yeah.
So there's more than one or more than two drivers? Like, how do they – or, like, stagger it like a relay? Or how does it work?
You can have three drivers.
Three?
Yeah. There has been quite a few people that have reached out to me and said that they want to Ironman it. And my only recommendation is go ahead and try, but make sure you sign up a couple other drivers because you're going to want to change after a few hours.
Yeah, I was going to say, the Ironman, it would be gnarly. And then, so what are the other strategies that people use at like a race like this or that you're going to potentially use this year? Like, does fuel economy come into it? Like, if you are easier on the throttle, does, like, when do you eat? Like, all of that stuff. Because it's almost like you're planning for, like, a desert race.
Mm-hmm. Looks like we lost Cody. There he is. Yeah. Cody, what's your strategy going into this?
I can hear you.
Cody, what's your strategy?
He's just strategy is walking around drinking twisted teas. so if we're not.
Well, my strategy is always going to be to buy the best poker chip that I can get and then
hire the fastest runner,
Cody Taylor. He's an athlete. But past that, I'm definitely going to be trying to stay conservative. You know, we want to get up close to the top and just keep the front in sight, but don't try and run away with it. You know, blistering fast speed is definitely how you break the car. So we want to go up, literally go as fast as we can, as fast as we have to keep first place within 5 minutes of us.
Yeah, I can. I think that's a good strategy. That's exactly what I was thinking when I was. Kyle, are you guys going to kind of do the same thing, or are you just going to be cranking Twisted Tees all day?
I'm going to be cranking Twisted Tees. After I win, once I get the key to the car the fastest, I've already done my job. I'm just going to drink Twisted Tees the rest of the day.
Then I'm an Iron Man.
Perfect.
Then he's.
What we meant by you're team gonna, up you're is Iron Kyle's Man running Twisted Tees.
he's Iron Man Twisted Tees.
I want to say a surprising number last year was about 70% of the cars actually finished this race.
Really?
Yeah, that definitely kind of goes to
Yeah.
That's crazy.
The track out there is kind of built for these cars to last. You know, Texplex has always had a bit of a reputation for not tearing stuff up. And, I mean, that's a big difference in this race compared to, like, one of the Baja races or something, is the terrain is not, it's not to the point that it destroys your car. You know, it's not terribly rough. It's like you're getting on a fire road and just hauling butt all day long. But then you've got some sweet motocross track parts of it, and then there's some creek crossings, you know, so stuff does get pretty muddy. And, you know, it keeps it interesting, but by and large, the cars definitely are lasting through it pretty well.
Yeah, and well, not to mention, like, and you're close too, right? Like, so if something does happen, you still have the potential to get your car back, get it fixed, and get back out there too.
Yeah. Sort of.
Yeah, I guess sort of, right?
Got disqualified last year. Don't want to talk about it.
He came out with it.
Hey, so Keen Racing commented and said, how many Iron Man did last year?
I don't know of anybody that did.
Dude, I would get so, like, so dizzy. Just exactly what Kyle was saying. That's crazy. Yeah. And do people have co-drivers, or is it just, like, single seat, like, so, short course?
There were co-drivers, but I don't necessarily think that co-drivers are needed. It's just added weight to your car. But, you know, some people wanted it, so I allowed it.
Yeah, I gotcha. Man, it sounds like it'd be super cool to get out there and do that race, Ronnie. Are you thinking about it for sure?
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely on my want to do races that I for sure want to go to and want to do. And it's in a good spot for the season. Season's over and no season started yet. So it's definitely in a good spot in the calendar. And hopefully I can talk RJ into coming out and doing it with me and maybe one other person.
That'd be awesome.
Dude, let's assemble the Riverside Dream Team with Cole and RJ. Get out there and do it.
Yeah, for sure.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, I think it'd be super cool. Well, I'm pumped. Hey, is it cool, though, Brian, if I switch from announcing and just go race it? Because I'm kind of amped up on it now.
We'll get you a hot mic while you're racing. How's that?
Dude, there we go. That'd be pretty cool. Hey, first of all, thank you very much for the opportunity. Yeah. Yep. Oh, dude, yeah, we can do that on the poker run. We'll take a microphone out there with me. Cody will be drinking his Twisted Tees. I'll be riding shotgun. Well, it'll be fun.
Yeah, we're definitely drinking.
The night before is a lot of fun. I mean, we got a few bonfires that'll be going. We have, you know, the bands are playing, and we have fireworks as well that night.
Dang, it sounds like it's going to be a pretty cool thing. So, all right, well, give us a lay of the land then. So, what did you say the dates were again?
So that's December 10th is when the activities start, and the morning of the race, December 11th, starts at right around 7 a.m. As soon as it gets daylight, we take off.
Okay, perfect. So, and then you have festivities the first day. Everybody gets to hang out, do the poker run, do all that stuff. Everybody has a little party afterwards, and then race day gets serious on Saturday.
Yeah, the on Friday this year is actually, we don't really have the details yet, but Pit Viper is jumping in and wanting to do some activities as well. So we'll announce what they want to do as soon as I find out when he gets back to me about, he had some crazy ideas, but as soon as we find out which one he actually wants to do, we'll announce it.
Cody doesn't even have to say anything and he's giving shout outs.
Yeah.
Daily.
All right, so Kyle, are you back for some redemption then?
Oh man, I don't know. I just gotta. Who I don't know who's the guy in charge of the black flag. I just gotta befriend him.
If you can't beat him, join him.
Go give him some twists and teeth.
Last time, I know who's in charge of the black flag. Yeah, well, we'll have that race in the bag.
Yeah.
What was the deal? Why'd you get a black flag last year?
Because they didn't like us cutting the track. Like, I only mile off. What a big deal.
That's weird.
Scott Champion agrees with all of us. Slam a twisted. Scott Champion agrees with all of us. Slam a twisted tee and throw your pit, boys.
Yep.
one of the big rules about this 12-hour race is if you are broken and you can't continue, we don't want you running back to your pits because it's way too dangerous, right? So you got to stay at your car. We'll come up to you, and then you have a couple choices what you want to do. I mean, you're either out of the race completely because you're way too broken. We'll take you back to your pits. We'll get your car eventually. Or we'll get the tractor out to take your car back. Or if it's something minor, we'll take you back to your pits. We'll pick up another one of your pit members or whatever, and we'll take them back to your car to get it fixed and get you back on the road on the spot. It's just way too dangerous for you to try to cut the track, get back to the pits, or just try to run to your pits yourself.
Yeah, exactly. And hopefully you can limp your car back to the pits, though. I mean, that's right. The goal, right?
That's obviously the goal, but we just can't have you cutting the track to do it.
Hey, so how long is the normal short course track compared to what the track is going to be for the 12-hour?
Yeah, the short course this weekend is 1.8 miles. We can make it all the way up to almost 3 miles. But we try to, when it's hot like this, we got to kind of keep it a little bit shorter because some of those sections in the back are too dusty. We can't keep up with it.
All right, so let's play a little game here. If you end up going out there, Ronnie, and you're being the dream team, do you think they're going to be able to run faster than Kyle since you just saw his technique?
His technique did look good, but I know my runner's going to drink a lot more twisted teas than Kyle has. So.
Hey. A lot better. No, I got to know who that is then.
I keep my secrets safe.
Can they do the twister?
That's cool.
Let's answer some of these questions here. Yes, if you race the same laps as leader, yes, it's more miles than Vegas to Reno.
Yep.
And can we pre-run the 12-hour race anytime? No, there's no pre-running the 12-hour. The only way you're able to see the track is the poker run.
Yeah, so you're going to have a lot of people signed up for the poker run, and they're probably going to be drinking a lot of twisted teas.
Yep.
I think we need to get a Twisted Tea sponsorship over here.
I think that's what they're trying to do low-key right now.
I was Twisted Tea before Twisted Tea was cool.
Oh, you were making your own Twisted Tea? Is that how it goes?
No, I was Twisted Tea before Twisted Tea started busting skulls.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. Scott Champion commented and said, I'm just going to stand next to a hunter and trip him when the gate drops. Dude, see, all the race strategies are coming out. We shouldn't have had this because everybody's just giving away their secrets.
Who's on Scott Champion?
He's looking for a partner.
Oh, he's looking. What about Dukes?
I don't know. Scott just said he was looking for a partner.
Yeah, he just said he was.
Registration.
Rethinking that after seeing you run.
This registration.
Yeah,
registration is open all the way up until the night before. It's open all the way until the night before.
They can pretty much wait till the last minute and sign up. So
unless we get a crazy amount of entries where I have to shut it down, you can pretty much sign up all the way up until the day.
Well, that's the whole goal. I think since you guys are promoting and doing so well, I mean, like, you got some fantastic drivers that are going to show up, and it sounds like, at least from the limited people that are watching right now, like, that a bunch of people do want to go out there. So we'll talk about it a couple more times on the Dirt Life show. We'll have maybe bring some other guys on in the next couple months here to kind of get the lay of the land as the race comes a little bit closer. But I would definitely, all you guys, I would definitely mark your calendars for the race in December. It's going to be a really, really cool race, man. And it, like Ronnie said, it's kind of after the season and before the new season, so it's perfect timing to get one last race out of your car. And 12 hours is a nice big race.
Yep.
Savage Andy said, what's up, guys? Man, it sounds like a few people are going to go. So, Scott Champion, you need to find yourself a partner, dude. We want to see you out there.
Scotty wouldn't be one to mess with, man. If he gets the right partner, they'd be right up there with you guys.
Dude, he's going to have a bunch of people just tripping people at the start of the Le Mans.
Yeah.
All right, boys. Well, I appreciate you guys drinking Twisted Teas and not talking much on the show. It's really awesome.
So I'm over here having to pull Kyle's microphone and just use my camera.
Oh, is that how you're doing it these days?
Maybe we can get him some better Wi-Fi next time, too.
That's just how it goes out here in Texas. Service is not the best.
Tackle football off the start, dude. It's getting rowdy already, Ronnie. You said it was like a rodeo last time you were out there.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, that would boys. Be funny. So December 10th, 11th, and 12th. I can't wait to get out there, man. It'll be good to see all you guys to hang out, drink some Twisted Teas, and just have a good time. And plus, dude, I wish I was in the seat of a car, but I'll be in the seat telling everybody how good they're doing.
Yes, sir.
Hi, man. We'll see you then.
Looking forward to it. See you out there.
All right, guys. Thanks so much. We really appreciate it. We'll see you guys later. Hey, and good luck this weekend to all you guys, too.
Thanks, George. Hey.
Appreciate it. We'll see you later. See you
later, guys.
See you.
All right, guys. See you, boys.
See ya. Okay. So I don't know how many of you guys are going to actually go out there, but it sounds like it'd be super cool to go out to that Texplex race, the Texplex 12-hour. I'm going to be out there hanging out with everybody, announcing, saying hello the day before as well. So we will see you guys out there in December. Thank you guys very much for watching the Dirt Life Show. Later.